This means safety for you and your family, no matter what the road conditions are. Over the last 75 years in the car business in Central Oregon, the Thomas family and Subaru of Bend have evolved with this technology. Their factory-trained technicians know how to take care of your Subaru. Subaru of Bend, offering safety, reliability, and service since 1973.
Hi, it's Sophie and Connor,
the Thomas twins.
If you don't know cars,
know the people you buy them from.
Our family has been in the car business a long time.
We know cars and want to help you find the car that's right for you.
At Subaru of Bend, find incredible deals on all 2011 Subaru models. On Highway 20 under the big American flag or online at SubaruofBend.com.
The largest radio news staff east of the Cascades.
In Bend, Lori Robb, News Talk 1110.
In KBNG. Sisters, Julia Gray, News Talk 1110.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110.
John Erickson, 1110 KBND.
Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND.
In Bend, Kim Birchfield, News Talk 1110.
Mary Lose, 1110 KBND.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch.
In Redmond, Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.
News Talk 1110 KBND. The more you listen, the more you know.
Start your day smarter. Tune in to Kim and the Count on the 1110 KBND Morning News, weekdays 6 to 9.
Oh, Lars knows who we are. I think I'll faint.
You do realize that's Frank talking. Don't anybody get excited and think that was me.
Yeah, that was Kim. Don't worry about
you
it.
You sound just like a girl.
6:45 at News Talk 1110 KBND, and we're going to check out the money news this morning.
From the Fox Business Network, Dominique Strauss-Kahn is under suicide watch at Rikers Island this morning. Law enforcement sources say that's just a precautionary measure. Meanwhile, he's still the managing director of the IMF. One source says the IMF hasn't even been in contact with him since his arrest. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says the IMF needs to replace Strauss-Kahn, at least temporarily. Target is the latest retailer to post quarterly results, the company's earnings coming in above expectations at 99 cents per share. But revenue for the quarter is short of estimates. Target's CEO says strong results from the company's credit card business helped offset weakness in retail sales. And healthcare costs are getting even higher. A study from PwC says costs will rise 8.5% next year, and workers will have to help absorb that increase. They'll likely have to pay higher deductibles, even for in-network care. The study estimates the percentage of employers with a deductible of at least $400 will jump to 54% next year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Yeah, he's really up there. We're on top of it with Greg Sear in the KBND Traffic Copter on the KBND Morning News.
6:47 at News Talk 1110 KBND, and Dave Jarvis has the sports.
Thank you very kindly. We lost a legend yesterday. Harmon Killebrew passed away in Scottsdale, Arizona after a battle with esophageal cancer. He was 74. Current Twins outfielder Michael Kadire says Killebrew is a true franchise icon.
As far as I'm concerned, the epitome of this organization. I mean, he's everything that this organization stands for. He's a better person off the field than he was on the field, and he was a Hall of Famer on the field. So that says a lot about him.
Hall of Famer announced late last week that he'd exhausted treatment and was entering hospice care. The 1969 AL MVP finished his 22-year career with 573 home runs, 1,584 RBIs, batted .256 with more than 2,000 career hits, ranks 11th on the all-time home run list, and is the silhouette on the Major League Baseball logo. Elsewhere in sports yesterday, Dirk Nowitzki poured in a game-high 48 points on 12 of 15 shooting. Mavericks cruise to a 121-112 win over the Thunder. They take a one-game-to-none lead in the Western Conference Finals. Cleveland won the NBA lottery, jumping up to claim the number one overall pick in the upcoming draft. They also have the number four pick in that. They should get a couple of good players there. And Bend resident and former Oregon State fullback Bill Earthquake Enyart is on his way to the College Football Hall of Fame. Enyart helped the Giant Killer Beavers to a number seven ranking in 1967. And a 7-3 record and a number 15 ranking in 1968. He says the honor is a surprise and says he considers that honor a team award. Today's member of the Fantasy Foursome is Royal St. George's. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
All righty. Thank you so much, sir. It's 648 at News Talk 1110, KBND. And here's Kim.
The legislative session is starting to wind down, and some business leaders, as well as State Senator Chris Telfer, are not happy that more job-friendly bills have not become a law. A group of business leaders sent a letter to Salem asking lawmakers to pass 19 bills that would create jobs. Of those bills, only one has made it all the way through the session. And Central Oregon voters were generous when it came to money requests in yesterday's election. A $30 million bond measure for road improvements in Bend passed, and Jefferson County voters approved a large margin in a new operating levy for the jail. That's a look at our headlines for today. I'm Kim Birchfield, News Talk 1110 KBND.
We'll talk about gas prices for just a second. Gas prices are on average now about $3.96. That's $1.09 more than it was a year ago. Okay. Huge.
Yeah.
Is it having an impact? Have you changed
absolutely,
anything?
Yeah.
Not to mention a year ago, even that seemed really high, if you remember that. So that felt like, can it go any higher? And now it has.
Yeah, and now they're telling us, be happy about a penny a gallon drop.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, exactly. 21% in new Gallup poll says 70% of Americans say that gas prices are causing financial hardship for their family. 70%. 21% say that gas prices are having a serious negative effect on their lives and their standard of living. More than half say that gas prices have affected their plans, mostly meaning they're canceling road trips and cutting their summer vacation shorter.
You know, another thing you can do, though, and I know that everybody's aware of this, but we often forget. If you need something from the store, rather than just sitting at home and going, oh, I better run and go get that, you can plan it out and do without that milk until the next morning and grab it maybe on your way back home from work and just be a little bit more careful about your driving.
A little forethought.
Well, those are the kinds of things that people are changing in order to, maybe lessen the impact a little
bit. I think they are a little, and I think that we know that, but it's kind of like all the other habits we have regarding diet and food and exercise. We know we're supposed to do it and we should do it, but I don't know that we necessarily do.
Well, at $3.96 a gallon, we're being forced into it.
Time to start.
It's 10 minutes now before 7 o'clock. Rush Limbaugh is going to come up here in just a few minutes. But right now, your traffic and weather today, it's brought to you by the good folks at Ben's Community Thrift Store. This Sunday only, linens are 50% off. That's Ben's Community Thrift Store on Franklin, helping you and Central Oregon. Locally, roads are just fine getting around town.
Temperatures will warm up into Friday, then start to cool back down a little bit during the weekend. We'll start off this Wednesday with some showers and maybe an isolated thunderstorm into the start of the afternoon. Then rain will taper off later today with a high in the upper 50s under a cloudy sky. There will be some breaks in the clouds later tonight with a low down to 31. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs in the mid to upper 60s. And that warming trend continues Friday, sunny. Highs will reach the low to mid 70s. And then a transition to some cooler conditions and some rainfall during the weekend. From the Weather Channel, I'm Jeff Maher on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Currently, we're at 40 in Sisters, 42 in Redmond, and 39 in Bend on the morning news. Up next, Rush Limbaugh.
One benefit of being in community banking is you get to know your client.
Premier West President Jim Ford believes in building relationships.
We know our customers and their families because they're our friends and neighbors.
It's the teller who knows your name, the branch manager who sponsors your team, the loan officer who understands your needs.
Our brand, People Doing Business with People, is something that